What would somebody say that you are a total nerd over? 206-803-ROCK.
Nerd!
Steve, someone on hold is a major flower nerd over a very specific type of flower.
Are we talking flower like F-L-O-W-E-R or F-L-O-U-R?
Yes. The first one, okay. Not the baking flower.
You never know.
We'll talk with them in just a moment, but first, Amy from Stanwood, tell us what you nerd out over.
Well, I've been nerding out over bread pudding lately.
Like making it yourself or going to places and trying their bread pudding?
Oh, no, no. I make the best bread pudding.
Prove it.
What is involved? I've personally never made bread pudding. What does it take to make bread pudding?
I guess it's just the love that I put into it because I really don't know. I guess really what it is the chocolate chips, but they're white chocolate chips, and you put in just enough to where you're wanting more.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, are there different flavors of bread pudding? Excuse my bread pudding ignorance.
Well, some people use raisins. I don't do raisins. Oh. Some people, you know, you can make different ones, but I've got it down. I'm telling you.
Why do we hate raisins all of a sudden?
For you guys so you can judge it.
I would love to try. Have you ever done it with peanut butter chips?
You know, that's so weird that you said that because I have some and I'm going to try that today.
Oh,
please call back tomorrow and let me know how that goes because that sounds like somebody right at my wheelhouse.
100%. Wait, no, but raisins and anything ruins it.
Yeah. Why are we hating raisins?
Raisins are the worst.
When did this happen? It's like first we find out that nobody likes ketchup. Now all of a sudden nobody likes raisins?
Yeah, Steve, you just have no taste buds.
Apparently I live in a weird world of ketchup and raisins.
Oh,
I'll just take a handful of raisins and eat them. To me, that's like one of the best snacks.
I feel sorry for you.
Get all stuck in your teeth. 206.
Oh, sorry.
803 Rock. Joe Dredd in West Seattle. What is something that you're a total nerd over?
Yeah. Well, good morning, guys. Yeah, about 8-10 years ago, I started doing this thing. Oh, I've got a yard. I could plant anything I want, and I started planting sunflowers. But sunflowers are just awesome. They put a smile on your face. And I got to the point where I would harvest the seeds and plant them the next year. So one day I decided, you know what? I'm just going to carry these seeds and a little digging tool and run around Seattle and just put them wherever I can to see if they grow. And if you drive down 2nd Avenue through Belltown, there's those planters between the bike path and the cars. Down there, all between Denny and Virginia, you will find my sunflowers growing there every summer.
Wait, Joe Dredd, the sunflower man?
Oh, I'm the sunflower king, my friend.
I was going to say sunflower fairy, but you guys, you know, make whatever happen on the business cards.
Wow, look at you. Yeah. We're trying to make it masculine.
I have a greenhouse at home, and every year, every spring, I start some at home, and typically I will start about 300 sunflowers, and I always give them to my friends. And right now I have 5 different strains going.
Man, now that my daughter would lose her mind. She loves sunflowers.
I've never even tried growing them at my house, Joe, but I think that you might be my sunflower seed dealer now.
Well, you know, if you want some starts, I have some extras. But right now, I've got this fascination for a style. I couldn't get them to grow before. I got one to grow last year, and I got all the seeds from it. Have you ever seen a teddy bear sunflower?
No.
Look it up. Look it up. They're very fluffy.
So are we going to see at the next the Kiss tribute band that you're in Almost Human, at the next Almost Human show, is it going to be like your bass rig is going to have a bunch of sunflowers on top of it?
You're damn right it won't.
Love you, Joe.
206-803-ROCK. Bob from Tacoma, what would someone say that you're a total nerd over?
Boy, how in the hell do I follow that guy?
I know you learned something new about your friend Joe. All of a sudden, he's planting sunflowers all over Seattle. I love that.
Well, I'm a total nerd for hummingbirds, so I've probably got 85 different plants in my backyard that hummingbirds love. And I got a tip for you, Karen. With your feeders, make sure that you change the water every 4 days.
Every 4 days.
Yeah, because there's a fungus that'll start in that, and it makes it so it'll kill the hummingbirds eventually. So you don't want to do that.
Okay, I was doing it every Sunday, but I need to do it every 4 days.
You murderer!
Yeah, during the summer because it gets pretty hot. But no, I'll sit on my deck and I've got hummingbirds that land on my shoulder and stuff. It's really cool.
Okay, that is life goals for me, Bob.
Bob, more importantly, do you like raisins?
No.
Hang up on him.
Bob is the man.